I've looked at that story of the adulterous woman so much, and I've pictured it so much. Imagine you were caught in adultery. Most of these people are brought out naked sometimes, trying to stone the person to death. And Jesus told them, if any of you have not sinned before, let him be the first to cast the stone. And the Bible says, all of them took us one after the other. Now, the only legal person that can say, I condemn you, you can now die, that can stone her to death, was Jesus Christ. And imagine she's covering herself with shame, only for her to open her eyes and you see Jesus smiling at her. Kai, smiling at her, and said, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. That's grace. That's grace. You know how mercy and grace works, but mercy saves us from what we deserve, and grace is what we don't deserve. What do we deserve? Judgment. But the Bible says mercy prevails over what? Judgment. We don't deserve grace, but by his mercy. No wonder Hebrews chapter 4 began to say, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may what? Obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. What is that area that you need help of God? That's the area he's going to come as the living water. Only if you will give him that chance.